So when Yaakov called his children to bench them, so Yaakov starts off by giving Musar. He calls Reuven in and he tells him Pachas Kamayim Al Taisa. Then he calls Shimon and Levi in and he starts giving them Musar, Kiba Apam Hargu Ish. So when Yehuda heard his father giving Musar to his brothers, he got afraid that Yaakov was going to give him Musar also because of the Mice of Tamar. So Rashi brings down Yehuda Ati Yeducha Achecha. So Rashi Lefisha Echichas Arishonim Kanturim, because Yaakov, you know, gave Musar to his other brothers. Hischel Yehuda Lasig Lachayr. So Yehuda started backing off. Shelo Yechichu Amais of Tamar, in order that Yaakov shouldn't give him Musar about the Amais of Tamar. Bekara Yaakov Divrei Ritzi. Yaakov called him over and tried to, you know, with calm words, with words of Ratzin, and he said, Yehuda, Layata Kamaisim. You're different, you're not like them. Why Taka was Yehuda not like his brothers? In what way was Yehuda able to rise above his Averis? So Rashi a little further on says, Miterv Bni Alisa. So Rashi says, Mimashechashadeticha. So you were able to rise as Bni Alisa. Silachtas Atmecha. Why? Amarta Mabetza, regarding the Harigas Yosef, he said, Mabetza, they shouldn't kill. B'chein, Barigas Tamar Shehoida, because Yehuda admitted, Satka Mimeni. He admitted that Tamar was more right than he. So that's L'chur, what Rashi's telling us, that's Taka why Yehuda was different than his brothers, even though he also was Chayta, he did Chatoim, like by Tamar. But he was able to rise above his Averis, how? Says Rashi, Miterev Ni'alisa, how? Because he was Maida. The Kli Yakar also of an art says, Yehuda Ati Yeducha Checha. So the Kli Yakar says that Kemoshe Shmai Meira, that the name of Yehuda is symbolic. Yehuda's Meloshin Hayda. So the Kli Yakar that it's Mida Keneged Mida. Yehuda was Meida to his Averis, therefore his brothers were Meida to him. Ati Yeducha Achecha, that he deserved the Melucha. So seemingly the Mefarshim are telling us that Yehuda is Meloshin Hayda, Meloshin to admit. Yehuda admitted his Averis. And that's why he was able to rise above them, and that's why his brothers admitted to him that he deserved the malchus. But interestingly enough, if you remember, Parshas Vayetze, when Leah gave birth to Yehuda, the reason why she named him Yehuda, the pasuk says, that Atar Oyva Telet Bein, but Hashem. This time I will thank Hashem. So the pasuk is telling us that Yehuda was named Yehuda, Meloshen Hayda, of thanks. That his mother thanked Hashem. So, how does this stem with the Mefarshim telling us over here? Over here, the Mefarshim are telling us that Yehuda is Meloshen Hayda, Meloshen to admit. No, like the Kli Yakar says, Kemoshe Shmoy Meira, that his name symbolizes the ability to be Meida on his Averis, and that's why Meterev Bni Alisa, that's why his brothers are Meida to him. How does that stem with the fact that that's not what the Pesukim are telling us? The Pesuk tells us she named him Yehuda, Meloshen of thank you, Meloshen Hayda. How does that stem with what the Mefarshim are telling us over here?
Not both the same thing.
How are they the same thing? What do you mean?
Thanking Yenny.
Alright.
I'm not whatever. I'm not anything Yenny.
Why am I not anything?
Because I'm thanking Yenny. Because
he's not saying. I'm something, but he gave me something, so I'm thanking him.
It's nothing that's not you're doing anything.
Okay. Yeah, but this is not the pasuk telling us. The pasuk is telling us Hapam Oedis Hashem. It's Meloshen of Hayda, Meloshen of thank you. This is the Rishonim telling us that it's Meloshen of admitting. So that's what I'm asking. Like, where did Rishonim get this from? That's not what the Pesukim said. The Pesukim said it's Meloshen of thank you.
Both of them, you're lowering yourself.
Okay. So I was thinking that the pshat is like everyone's trying to say. But if you look in the Rashi over here, Hapam Oedis Hashem, so Rashi says, Apam Oides, or Rashi brings down before. They knew that Yaakov has four wives and there's 12 children, which equals three children per wife. So when Leah over here had a fourth one, Yehuda, she said, because I took more than my portion, because my portion was really only three, and I took four children. So now I have to say thank you. To say that Rashi's teaching us, actually Leah is teaching us, what does it mean to say thank you? So, you know, the way we used to it, if someone does you a favor, you say thank you. You know, you be polite and you say thank you. Avodah, the Pesukim are telling us, Leah is teaching us that, you know what the Taish of thank you is? The Emes the Taish of Hakaras HaTayv, the Emes the Taish of thank you is to admit that you got more than you deserve. As long as you believe that you got what's coming to you, even if you're saying thank you, that's just, you know, being polite. That's just being nice. But that's not really thanking. The Emes Hakaras HaTayv, the Emes HaYidah, the Pshat is to admit that you don't deserve it, and you got it anyway. That's Mamash Rosh Teta under Rashi. I'm admitting that I got more than I deserve, more than my portion. Now I say thank you. The Pshat is that the Emes Hakaras HaTayv, the Emes HaYidah is also, it incorporates this ability to admit. What would the Farshan tell us over here? That Yehuda admitted to his Averis, that says he admitted to a fellow, he admitted to a chsarn by him. The same thing, that's the Kharas HaKharas HaTayv. The Emes HaKharas HaTayv, you admit to a chsarn, this haste, that you don't deserve it, sekumtenisht, and you got it anyway. That's the Emes HaYidah. So it's not a steer b'chlal, like everyone's trying to say, trying, but not succeeding so well. But that's basically the Vart. That the Vart is that it's one and the same. Because the Emes HaYidah incorporates within an admission. Because until you're ready to admit that you got more than you deserve, you're not really saying thank you. You're being nice, you're being polite, you know, you have good manners, but that's not thank you. The Emes HaYidah of Shad is that your makir has succumbed and you got it anyway, so it also incorporates admission. You're admitting that you don't deserve it. That also takes guts. That's also an admission. And only then is it a true thank you. Only then is it a true Hakaras HaTayv. So maybe let's talk about one of them saying, this midah that Yehuda had, that he was able to admit Hatayim, came from this midah that his mother instilled in him, by naming him thus, that he had the ability to be Maidah, to Kuptanish, or whatever it should be, and the fact that it's Zogin Haidah, the fact can say thank you. So Taka, one and the same. So I was thinking very beautifully, you know, the Gemara in Brachas Taka says that, Miyayim Shabar Kosh Brachas Eilamai, from the day that Hashem created the world, Lahaya Adam Shahayla Kosh Baruchu, there was never a person who said thank you to the Eibishter, Atcha Bas Leah Vaidasai, until Leah came and said thank you. Shanema Pamaydus Hashem. How are you supposed to understand this Gemara? Nobody ever said thank you. The others didn't say thank you. What do you mean? Noach brought carbonus after the marble. Cain and Hevel brought carbonus. What's a carbon? A carbon is saying thank you. It was a carbon. No one ever said thank you. What does this Gemara mean? How are you supposed to understand this Gemara Kipshutin? No one said thank you till Leah said upon my Hashem. Tarek to this Vart. Because Leah is the first one that it was clear as day. There was no way she was able to read the chayit that she deserved. Like it says, Nevuah saw you, they exactly knew exactly how many kids it's going to be, and they knew how many mayas there was. So by her, it was boilers in her head. She had no choice but to admit, like Rashi Taka said, upon my Hashem, she had called the Yesim Echalki. So Kuptachais, until this Hakara was brought to her, that she's getting more than a chelik. So, about that, you know, all the people down talking was those that said thank you. But the emes of thank you, like we're saying, is together with this admission to be Maida Sekumtenish, Ashana Talti Yaisa Michalki. That didn't happen to Leah. She was mocking because it was boiled by her. She knew Benavuah that she got more than a chelik. So she's talking the first one who had the emes of thank you. Together with the Haida of admission, only that brought about the emes of Haida of. Thank you.
That's by her, it's not such a big matter, because by her, it was possible to her that she was getting more than the chesh by mila, she had to get thanked.
Yeah, but the pshat is that you have to be a layer to admit that it's more than your portion. So what happened to me, I would say, because well, I am who I am, that's right, not more than my portion, I deserve a bigger portion. So you have to be a layer to deserve, no, even though you're a layer, you don't deserve a bigger portion, and it's talking more than your portion. So I think with this very geschmack, the Gemara says, the Gemara is talking about Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara says that Achrayna is the last three brachas. Daima le'evet shekibel pras mirabai. it's you know, similar to an eved who is being mekabel a reward from his master. And then he goes ahead and he says goodbye. So the Marsha says, what's pshat in the Gemara? Says the Marsha, Chreinim daim le'evish akibol pras, dahainu, demachzik toiva, ismachzik toiv, umishaprei, and he praises his master, ala prashu kilu b'menu, on the reward that he receives from his master. So, that's the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, right? The last three brachas are daim to an eved, he received the reward from his master, and he thanks his master, he's ismachzik toiv, and he's mishabech his master for what he got. Rashi likes suavart, neitel rishus, he's asking permission to leave. Where did Rashi get this from? Why did Rashi not want to learn like the Marsha? Teretz is because Rashi's medayik an extra word in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say shekibol pras v'hoylech loy. The Gemara uses the word v'niftar. So Rashi teaching us vayta this side. Also, why does the Gemara use a lashon of eved kikibol pras mirabi? Why does the Gemara just use a lashon a person got from his friend something and he said thank you? Teretz is this verse we're bringing out. The emerson eved doesn't deserve anything. Anything a master gives an eved is more than he deserves, because an eved belongs totally to his master, and he doesn't deserve anything from his master. So any pras that the master gives the eved is by definition more than he deserves. He doesn't deserve any payment. He's an eved, he belongs to his master, he has to work for him. So any pras that he gives is more than he deserves. And that's why Rashi's saying, once you got more than you deserve, you have no permission to leave. You have something that's mine. How can you leave if you're holding something of mine? So until you're neitel rishus poshet, you have no right to leave. So Rashi's right to bring out this nekuda. That's the emes hakaras hatayv. Emes hakaras hatayv is the pshat is sekum dinish, and therefore pashit, you have something of mine, and you deserve. You have to ask for rishus. Nifta v'haylechay. That's the feng rishus. That's the emes hakaras hatayv. That's emes hayda. Together with her admission, that's what we see this gaval kazakh from all these psuk. So thinking taka, what gave Yehuda this ability to be moida to his chatayim, to be moida as a kumptanish, and he should be able to say thank you? What gave him this kayach to be such a gever, to be such a man, that he should be able to be moida to his chatayim, moida as a kumptanish, and attack owes thanks? Where did this come from? So I was thinking, very interesting, that it says, last week's parasha, that Ves Yehuda shalchol fan of El Yosef, lehoibes lefan of Gershna. So Rashi says that what does this mean? So Rashi lahir is fun of. So Rashi brings up pshat medrash agada lahir is fun of l'sak and loy based talmud shemsham teitzayra. So what does it mean? That Yehuda shal fun of lahir is fun of Gaishna. He sent Yehuda to opening yeshiva. So it's bothering me that l'chura, if you want to open a yeshiva, who do you choose to open a yeshiva? So either you take the biggest lamdan, or you take a master Rebbe, you know? So if you would have asked me, I would have said either you take Yisachar, right? Yisachar Chamar Garm, he's the Lamdan. Or you take Shimon Velevi, they were the Malamdan. They were the pedagogues, they were the master Malamdan. Wait, what? Rashi says, that's what it means. Rafitza b'Yisrael, Rashi says.
Like poor people.
No, Rashi says. Tov acha ein lecha aniyim v'sayfim v'lam b'tinekes el m'shimen. Kdei shi nefutzim. Shifta shalevi, asay machsa ala gwenes l'tumus amayis. Shimen anyway. Shimen was m'lam b'tinekes. They were the rabbi. So you want to open a yeshiva, that's who you send. Either you send the lamdin, you send Yisachar, or you send the master rabbi in Shimen. What's the pshat Yehuda? What's the pshat? So I think Meyer did that. The other day, or the week actually, we mentioned from the Beis Halevi that it says, Vayakam El Chadosh. Vayakam El Chadosh, Ashaloyad Es Yosef, that this was the period of time that the attitude of Mitzim changed. Right? Until this time, the Yidin, the Shiftei Ka, the Shvatim were the royal guests in Mitzrayim. Right? Yosef and his brothers, they were the royal guests. At this point, Vayakam El Chadosh, now things turned over, and the Shibud started. Says the Beis Halevi brings Medrashim, what made the attitude of the Mitzrayim change? So the Beis Halevi brings Medrashim because they fear Bris Mila. At this time, the Yidden stopped doing Bris Mila. He brings the Yalkut. The Yalkut says, the Eibishter says, Heim chitshu avoida, they were mechadish avoida, ani mechadish alecha melech shegoyz exerus. You were mechadish a new avoida, that says he stopped doing the bismila, I'm mechadish a melech that is going to make exerus. Says the Beis HaLevi, what's the pshat? How could it be that a couple of generations, after the shiftei kah, they were already sunk so low that they stopped doing bismila? How's that possible? And also, what's pshat of the Yalkut? That the Yalkut says, the Eibishter says to Klal Yisrael, you were mechadish avoida, heim chitshu avoida, you were mechadish avoida, I'm mechadish melech. Which avoida they were mechadish? They stopped doing bismila. That's called they were mechadish avoida. What does this mean? Heim chitshu avoida. So the Beis HaLevi, avada can't be that they stopped doing bismila. Can't be. So short after the shvatim, avada they did bismila. But they knew that the goals are starting now. So memela they wanted to blend into the goy. They wanted to assimilate amongst the goy. Before Matan Torah, the ikar chiluk between the yid and the goy was bismila. So what they used to do was, after the bismila, they used to schlep the remaining skin, and they used to try to cover up the bismila, and that way they would look as if they're not gemal, and therefore they would look just like goyim, and they'll be able to blend into the goyim, and therefore, says the Beis HaLevi, says the Midrashim, Vayakam El Chadosh. That's what it means they fear bismila. Chas v'shalom, Avada didn't stop them bismila, but it just means they try to cover it up in order to blend into the goyim. And that's what the Yalkut is talking about. When the Yalkut says, Hem chitru avoida, which avoida were they mechadish? It means this avoida that they were mechadish, that they try to cover up the bismillah.
Didn't Yosef make all the dream have bismillah?
I guess, but afterwards they stopped. So, Akitza, so the Beis HaLevi is telling us that there was this terrible taiva over here in Mitzrayim to assimilate, to blend into the Goyim, and that's kufa why the whole Shevet started. So, Mel, I was thinking, Murd, that, you know, you can have the biggest lamdan in the world, and you can have the best professional rebbe in the world. But if your kids, if the students, if the talmidim are interested in being like the goyim, that can help you, the biggest lamdan. If he's interested in being like a goy and doing goyish zachen, you're going to start talking to him with goyish alumnus and Reb Chaim. You can be the master rebbe and the master pedagogue and the biggest lamdan, but there's nobody to talk to. If the talmidim are interested in being like goyim, they're trying to assimilate, they're trying to cover up their bris milah to be like the goy. We can have a lamdan? What's with the health in a lamdan? So what you need is a Yehuda. Yehuda is what? He's the melech. He's the shevet of malch. A king is not interested in imitating anybody, and a king is not interested in blending in among anybody. A king is an aristocrat. An aristocrat has stolz, has self-confidence, he's the leader, and you follow him. So you have to send a Yehuda. A Yehuda can instill Yiddish pride in his talmidim, and make them understand what it means to be the Yid. And how disgusting what the guy is, and you're trying to imitate him. So you know, I have a neighbor of mine who can command that he has chachmas apatz. If he commands, he can look at you and tell you basically your whole life history. Pshuta k'mashmoy, and many times it's not that he told me this. I experienced it many times with him. But pshuta k'mashmoy, he can look at you and tell you your whole life story. Very spooky, you know. So my neighbor is a guy, so you know, he lives around the corner. So one time he's passing by, I said, do me a favor, take a look at my neighbor, you know, to tell me how to handle with him, you know, tell me where he's at. So he tells me he can't look. He says, why not? I said, why not? So he says, one time he was on a train and he was bored. So he looked at a guy, he said he was sick for 3 days. What's the shot? Because you look at a guy, you see the guy's face. He looked at a guy, he saw his penis. He said he was sick for 3 days, he can't look at a guy anymore. So that's what Yehuda does to us. Yehuda makes us understand what a guy is and how glicklich we are that we're not guy, and you're trying to imitate them. You instill in the person his oisha, you know, Ashrei Matzev Chalkeinu, how glicklich and how fortunate he is with his blood, then he'll stop being interested in trying to blend in among the guy. Then you can call him the Yisachar and start talking to him lamas. Then you can talk Shimon, the big pedagogue, of as long as you don't have Yehuda, who's going to give the Talmud up the shtals, up the self-confidence to walk with his chin up, it's not going to help the biggest lamdan in the world. It's not going to help the greatest rabbi. And that's why Yaakov sent after Yehuda.
That's how Yehuda helped.
Because he instills, he's a melech.
He saw that two generations later, the Maestro, they did assimilate.
I guess maybe it didn't work. But if anyone's going to make it work, it's going to be him. If there's any chance for it to work.
Maybe he made a mistake and he should have sent you something.
Maybe. I'm not saying that Yaakov made a mistake. You can say that. But that's what Yaakov's chesed was. That's what he understood. You have to send the Yehuda. Maybe it didn't work. I don't know. But what? It could be. I'm not. That was his chesed sent the Yehuda. So see, with this Meirdik, saying, you know, by Yeshua, so it says that Moshe Rabbeinu made it. added a hates word, Yud K, he added the word, the Hashem's name, Koyashiyah. Moshe Rabbeinu was misfollowed that the Eibshus should save Yeshua from the Eitz of the Meraglim, and that's why he changed his name from Yeshua to Yeshua to Eid Hashem's name, Koyashiyah. So it was bothering me, what is like favoritism, because Yeshua is his Talmud, and what about all the rest of the see? Why didn't he down for them? And why is it that he didn't down for Kalev, but Kalev didn't do that very anyway? What's the pshat? Why did he only down for Yeshua? So I'm thinking, Murray, this is the pshat. The pshat is that Rashi tells us that all the Nisim, I forgot exactly where the Rashi is, but Rashi, I mean, it's in Shlach, I don't know exactly where, Rashi says that just like they came back with an Eitzara, he brings a Gemara, I think, just like they came back with an Eitzara, they went with an Eitzara. It means they went al-das to be Merag. So for the rest of the Shvatim, for the rest of the Nisim, you can't down. Guy wants to be Chayta, but they have Shadim Retzelech Melichin Eisai, davening's not going to help. The only Havamina was that he davened for Yeshua. Yeshua shouldn't be caught, shouldn't be influenced by the rest of the Messiah, by the rest of the Mirai. So Mamela, Kalev, he didn't have to daven for. Because Kalev, he wasn't worried he was going to be influenced by the rest of the Messiah. Why not? Because Kalev is a Nazi from Shevet Yehuda. Yehuda is not influenced by anybody. Yehuda is the leader. Everyone follows him. He influences everybody. He's not interested in blending in, and he's not interested in imitating. So for him, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to daven. Yeshua ben Nor made himself always as a nar to learn from others. So him, you know, who the others were, the rest of the team, what a girl adar, him Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of, and that's why Dafka for Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu had a daven. Mashenka for Kalev, Kalev is Shevet Yehuda, he's Mr. Stoltz, he's Mr. Confidence, him you don't have to daven. So I was thinking that's the pshat, how Yehuda had the ability to admit his averes, and to admit that's a kumptanish, and he has to thank, why? You know why a person can't admit to faults? They say, what's the sign of a gadol that he can admit that he can have a kashrut to blive shver? What's the shver? So someone like myself as a ken garnished. So anytime I have a shverkat, I go nuts. Watch, I don't know anything, and this also I shouldn't know. Let me at least know one thing. A gadol, he knows so much. Okay, so this one thing I don't know. So that's the pshat. Pshat is that a person who's a balgaiva, you know why he's a balgaiva? Because he has low self-esteem. A person who has low self-esteem, and inside there's a big hole, so if I can, he has to walk around blowing to cover up that hole. So he has to walk around being a balgaiva and how great he is, because inside he knows that's big emptiness. So to cover up that emptiness, he's got to fill it up with a lot of noise and a lot of, that's why he's a big blowhard, that's why he's always blazing, to cover up that hole. But someone who's confident, and someone who has shtoltz, and someone knows what he has, and he's confident that what he has, he earned, and the Eibishter gave him what he has, and he's good. Okay, this I have, this I don't have, this I can admit. A person that has self-confidence, and a person that has this midah of malchus, that he's a shtoltzer, and he's a king, he doesn't have to fool himself. An anav doesn't mean that you have low self-esteem. An anav means that you know what you have, but you just mock it, it's from the Eibishter, and you can be better. That's what an anav is. But a person, fakir, a person who's full of confidence, a person who has this mida malchus, he's the one that can be an anav. He's the one that can admit as a kumptanish. He's the one who can be maida as a time. Fakir, it's only a person who has low self-esteem, who's not confident, he's the one who can't admit. This also I don't have? That's Yehuda. So, I think this is a shtickle, something that we can take to heart, that, you know, we're called Yehudim after all, right? So, I think that these midas talk are very important. You know, the midah of shtalt, you have a sort of a shiva, walking down the street, his mamash with his chin up in the air, you know, very, you know, mamash with this midah of shtalt, this midah of confidence, this midah, why? And the shiva always, you ever listen to the shmuz, and he's constantly poking fun at himself. Why? This one, because he knew who he was, he knew what he can't, and he knew he has no power. A person who has that midah, he knows as a hot, he can say, oh, das habachnish. He's not afraid to poke fun at himself because he knows he's not somebody. Let us internalize this midah of shtalt, this midah of malchus, this midah of vas is ayid, and this midah we don't have to imitate anybody. We are where it's at, and we should talk and realize the oisher and the oisher, both fortune, both the wealth of Yiddishkeit, the Eibishter instilled in us, and the brachas that we get. Shabbat Habon, the Eibishter chose us. We're the chosen people. Let us internalize this midah. This will give us the ability to admit on what has to be admitted. This will give us the ability to thank those that need to be thanked.